From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. airlines are continuing to feel the financial reverberations of the September 11th terrorist attacks. A sharp decline in air travel is forcing United Airlines to cut its flights at Los Angeles International Airport by 40% and by 33% at San Francisco. Also this week, Delta announced that it's eliminating its 6 weekly flights from Los Angeles to Tokyo. Nearly all the major airlines have said they plan cuts in their flight schedules and in their workforces.
Wall Street clearly expects more bad times ahead. Moody's Investor Service says all the major airlines, other than Southwest, now carry junk bond ratings for their unsecured debt. The company says the higher cost for security is one of the factors contributing to its downgrading of bonds issued by Delta, American, and United Airlines.
Airports are also taking hits. Many airports around the country have laid off employees and are devoting more money and resources to improve security. Boston's Logan Airport is one of the most deeply affected. The two planes that crashed into New York's World Trade Towers on September 11th were hijacked after taking off from Logan, and the airport is now working overtime to improve its image of poor security. From member station WBUR, Fred Tice reports.
When hijackers crashed United Airlines Flight 175 into the World Trade Center on September 11th, they boarded at Logan Airport's Terminal C. The security lines here are the airport's longest now. Some passengers are taken out of the check-in line, the passengers say at random, and sent to what used to be a bathing suit store. There, two security employees go through checked baggage by hand. It can take an hour before passengers are then allowed to move on to the security checkpoint, where they and their carry-on bags are screened. Passenger Nicole Esposito believes that the long lines have less to do with real security than they do with airport officials' efforts to restore Logan's image.
I think that this is ridiculous because I think that Logan just has to get real hardcore in security before they can own up to what happened, because it was all their fault.
Logan officials have maintained since September 11th that security at their airport was no worse than anywhere else. Logan Airport Director Thomas Kinton said just hours after the attacks that hijackers targeted Logan, Newark, and Washington's Dulles airports for other reasons.
Why we were chosen was because of our proximity to the New York area and the fact that we have wide-body aircraft leaving our airports fully loaded with fuel.
On the day of the attacks, Kinton said Logan met all of the Federal Aviation Administration's security requirements. But former FAA Special Agent Steve Elson says security was so lax at Logan that terrorists could have walked through wearing Osama bin Laden t-shirts and carrying bazookas. Since September 11th, the most embarrassing security lapse occurred 2 weeks ago, when a worker at a U.S. Airways checkpoint walked away from his post and allowed at least three passengers to walk to their gate without passing through security. Since the hijackings, Acting Governor Jane Swift has put the superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police in charge of security at Logan. He says his security plan now exceeds FAA requirements. The FAA, too, has made changes at the airport, replacing the head of the agency's Boston security office. Agents had complained that reports of security lapses at the airport were piling up on their boss's desk while she took no action to close the breaches. Despite efforts to improve security at Logan, former FAA Special Agent Brian Sullivan says more could be done.
There is an increased law enforcement presence. There is the guards' presence, but it appears to be more window dressing designed to make the traveling public feel warm and comfy about flying again. I would think that the guard would be better served perhaps guarding the aircraft remaining overnight on the tarmac and being in a less visible role.
An FAA agent speaking on condition of anonymity says there's still no requirement that planes be locked overnight. An FAA spokesman says the agency doesn't comment on specific security procedures. Logan officials are taking other measures to improve security at the airport. They've retained Rafi Ron, the retired head of security for Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport, as a consultant starting today. Virginia Buckingham, the executive director of Massport, the state agency that runs Logan, says she hopes Ron's presence will bolster security at Logan.
Since the September 11th attacks, we have all heard how American airports could benefit from the strict security that is standard operating procedure in Europe and in Israel in particular.
Buckingham concedes that the ironclad security measures that a relatively small airport such as Ben Gurion can take are not necessarily applicable to Logan, which even in these lean times handles up to 1,000 flights a day. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.